Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a thirsty Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. I'll be out there with Clint and Ron for Thirsty Thursday at Buffalo Wild Wings and Willowbrook in that plaza over there.
Correct, yeah.
So if you in that area, or hell, if you're not in that area, come on out, man, mm-hmm. because I'm not in that area, and I will be driving out there. So
I would, but I probably need to go lay myself down somewhere.
Rest, you got to get some rest, man.
Rest that throat.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, pause.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Pause. But before we get to these bartenders, the stuff you don't do or say to these bartenders, I got to bring up a text to the show, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my man Cecil Shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Who is a listener. He always listening on the Odyssey app and in the car and all that stuff. Probably watching on the YouTube stream, too. But he texted me this not too long ago. He said, y'all are a bunch of Grinches, LOL. So a little backstory. We was talking about the Christmas music, when the best time to play it.
After mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, correct.
Yeah. He said Christmas music is a part of Thanksgiving.
Nah.
In this time of the year, LOL.
What, this time of, boy, it's 80-some degrees outside. What you mean?
Well, I did say, like, if you want to start on Thanksgiving or the day before Thanksgiving, I'm good with that, because Thanksgiving is the official, unofficial. Hey, it's holiday season. A day, maybe, but like people playing Christmas music right now? Nah, man.
Hey, shout out to the old lady.
And look, again,
got the tree up and she's playing it.
Look, you don't got to listen to what I'm doing. Do what you want to do. I'm not nobody's daddy. But what I am saying is that I just don't get how y'all be listening to Christmas music for two months
it,
straight.
Yeah.
Straight.
Hey, if they had a radio station that played nothing but Christmas music all year round, I'm telling you, they will still do some numbers, man. You still have some crazy folks out there that will listen to Christmas music in March.
God bless you, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's some year-round Christmas stores.
But y'all gonna put some respect on Thanksgiving,
yeah,
though. I'm
gonna
tell you that.
They got the Nutcracker coming up, right?
Yeah.
The
Nutcracker Market.
Oh, my God. I went there one time, man. Crazy. I ain't know what to expect. Crazy. Look, man. I don't want to call the white folks. I'm sure
there's a bunch of drunk women.
Yes, dude.
Okay.
I said it was a bunch of drunk women hopping off of a tour bus.
Yes,
with matching Christmas shirts
yep.
on.
Yep.
Oh, they
drunk as a skunk going there. I'm like, what in the world?
Having a blast.
What is this?
They're doing the woo woo dance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, ooh, damn.
Yeah.
The sad thing is I know exactly what you mean. Exactly what you mean.
Yeah, but yeah, man. Shout out to Cecil Shorts. Yeah.
Shout out to Cecil.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. But let's get to this real quick, man. So I'm going to be at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's a sports bar. And shout out to all the bartenders there. And I want to go through the do not do's or say's when it comes to talking to a bartender or interacting with a bartender.
I love this.
I'm going to go through this list. Shout out to all the bartenders out there. If you guys text them in at 713-572-4610. But I'm going to go down this list. I want to see if y'all agree with this.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Snapping.
Hey, snapping your fingers?
Excuse me. Hey,
well, who do people waving that snap and say excuse me? Because I feel like once you start snapping, you probably don't have that much respect.
You don't even have to say, yeah.
You probably don't have that much respect for the bartender.
Yeah, or even waving. What's the proper way to try to get a bartender's attention?
Normally, if it's crowded, I just try to angle my way up as close as possible to the bar just so they like see me standing there doing nothing. You know, so they can go, oh, hey, you need anything?
I tried to do the little finger, the kind of...
Yeah, just like
Excuse me.
Yeah. Like, I don't try to be aggressive like I'm trying to call a cab, but I try to...
You said
like,
people
hey,
are
I'm
waving
right
money?
No, some people wave money.
That's a bad call. That's a bad call.
I'm not going to you.
Well, I'm rarely in a place that is so busy that it's just like you really fighting. But even if I was, I'm very passive in these situations where I'm just like, I'll stand there and I'll try and make it look like, hey, I'm waiting for you.
Yeah.
But
that's what I do. I just stand there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes I get passed over and I understand that, but I'm like, look, man, they work and it's cool. They'll get to me eventually.
What about this one? Can you make me a strong drink?
Can you be more specific?
Yeah, because what are you trying to say? Well, I mean, even if you, is that like just the full order? Can you make me a strong drink?
I don't know.
But that's also sort of an insult, like they're cheating you.
That's exactly what I took it as. Yeah. Like, make a drink and don't be skimping like you usually do.
Yeah,
you kind of come across as like you trying to get a little extra for a lower price.
Yeah.
Like, plus,
put a little extra in there.
If they weren't thinking about skipping you on a drink before, they are now.
Yeah. They are now.
How about this one? Surprise me.
Yeah, don't. Like what are you supposed to do?
With no guidance, nothing. Just surprise. Like, all right, I'm going to give you some Coke 45. Man, we don't even serve that. I'm going to give you a glass of Coke 45 then.
All right, so I have to ask
surprise.
A question. I have to ask a question first.
Yeah.
Is it okay to ask the bartender for a recommendation then?
No, absolutely.
All right, cool.
I think
because I have asked for a recommendation, and then within those recommendations, been like, all right, whichever one.
Yeah,
so that is kind of a surprise me.
That's a gray area.
It is kind of a surprise.
That's a gray area.
I have been a little bit that guy.
Yeah,
I kind of did that one time. I was actually out of town, and I stopped at a local bar, and I asked about the local beers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's a good local beer? And he was totally fine with it because he knew I was from out of town.
But, so, do's and don'ts, basically, mostly don'ts with bartenders. I got to share this story real quick. I told you guys before the show. So we were at an event, that event I did, the Feeding Frenzy for the Bite Me podcast. And I was standing next to a woman who ordered a drink. And there's a big bowl. And when I say big, it's not like one of those little bowls, like a big bowl.
Like it looked like a salad bowl?
Like a salad bowl of cut up limes.
Yeah.
She reached her hand in there, grabbed a lime for her.
And we don't know when the last time she washed her hands
in. Dude, I thought the bartender was going to. He didn't say a thing. He just like had that death stare.
Yeah, because now he got to cut up a whole bunch more lemons or limes or whatever.
Exactly. Then he grabbed the whole bowl and threw it in the trash.
Oh, man.
And the worst thing of all, he was standing right in front of her.
Yeah.
Like, she could have just said, hey, can I have a lime? No, she reached her hand in there and grabbed a lime.
That's terrible, man. Especially being in the bar.
Yeah.
Another one. Somebody complaining about the prices.
You're at a bar.
What you complaining about the price for?
You go into
man.
A bar with eyes wide open.
People really be complaining about the prices?
Well,
it's out loud, right? Like, keep that one goes in your head. Like, damn, man, they really taxing. All right, let me get one of these or just get a water.
Yeah, I don't even add. The only time I bring up a price is if it's like, sometimes I ask, is there a happy hour or a special going on? Mm-hmm. If it's not, I'm not sitting there, how much that costs or dang, that's.
Yeah.
I'm not doing all that.
I say again, it's a bar.
What about this? What about this? Ordering a elaborate cocktail during a rush.
Oh, can I have a rusty nail with a blah, blah, blah? And yeah.
Shaking, not stirring.
Yeah. Or how about this as a variation of that? Ordering a cocktail like that in like a dive bar, knowing damn well they're not doing all that.
Yeah, they got beer and beer.
Yeah, they got beer. The most you might get is you might get a Jack and Coke. Like, we're not doing all that, man.
Do you have the Blackberry Ciroc?
Yeah, we're not doing this none of like, that. Man,
and like, the number of bars that have true bartenders that know all the drinks out there is very limited.
It is very limited. Yeah. Now you just got some pretty girls pouring drinks.
Yeah, I went to Julep last Friday. We had a drink, and that's a bar
out here in the streets.
Yeah. Hey, we had to do something.
What about the person that's trying to flirt for freebies, man or woman?
I mean, just flirt to flirt, man. Like, don't be cheap.
I don't even like nobody flirting with the bartender.
I was just
to
gonna
honest.
Say that that's kind of weak. Just in general.
Like I'm fine with the conversation, especially if it's a smaller bar, nobody in there, and the bartender having a good conversation. I'm fine with that.
But here's the tough thing. I kind of respect getting in where you fit in. Like, if you can make it work, you know. Like, I don't know if I could be too mad at you.
But do you know how many people talk to these bartenders and bartendresses and you think you're gonna be the one?
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. If you can make it go, I don't know that I could be mad at you for doing that. Someone from the 409 on the 5 Hour Energy fan line said, got to get the bartender's name. They say, I always appreciated those who yelled my name for attention rather than someone waving money or waiting. Interesting.
That's good.
That's fair.
So one of the few dudes that we've had thus far in the segment.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, what about this one? Can you make me something fruity with no details at all?
Yeah, here's some grapes.
And that's my here's a soda.
Hey, what's on the menu that's kind of got that complexion? That
here's a juice box.
Yeah.
Like what the hell do that mean?
Oh. This is like very tangential, but I feel so bad from 346. They said they were so drunk one time that they forgot their own phone number when the waitress wanted it.
Oh, that's
a
fumble.
Man.
That's what you call striking out.
What a fumble.
That was an Aaron Judge strikeout. Man.
Yeah, man. Big swing.
Yeah.
Big hack.
What about people that leave a mess at the bar?
Oh, that's nasty, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and especially when if it's like they know it's an easy cleanup or they're just making a mess and all that. Just come on. Have a little more respect.
Yeah, what about the people that start a tab and leave their card? They take off without their card.
Oh, that's just, hey man, you're dealing with drunk people. They'll be back.
Bartenders be really frustrated about
really?
That.
Really?
To the point, like I went to a bar one time, they had like a, I want to say it was like a $200 fine.
Mm-hmm. $200?
If you leave your card.
I thought that they would just they just close it out with a nice gratuity, and then they hold on to your card. I thought that was the normal game plan.
Hey, text in I want to know why is, like, this really frustrated a lot of bartenders too. I don't know if it's like a pain in the butt to try to get all this together, but they do not like people just taking off without their cards. Without
I mean, you forget.
Yeah, I mean, you drunk, man. Yeah. Like, sometimes that happens.
You've been drinking, you're not drunk, you're just like whatever.
I've always thought that there are bars, and I've definitely seen at least one or two that like make it known that hey, if you leave your tab open,
that I think you pay that price.
Automatic like 25% gratuity, and then
I think that's the price you pay.
Yeah,
I think it is.
Yeah, what about this one? Asking for free samples of every drink.
Yeah, this isn't.
Come on, man.
It's in a yogurt shop.
They at the Baskin Robbins out here trying all 31 flavors.
This ain't no yogurt shop. Yeah.
Arguing about their pour.
Oh, that's a good way to get your drink spit in. Oh, you shorted me on that pour.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's too much.
Oh, well, that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Rushing the bartender for service.
Like, what do you mean?
Hey. Hey!
Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about this one? Can you hook me up?
Oh, you want a
hook
free drink?
Hook you up with what?
Yeah, you want a free drink.
Well, tell me what you want. Hook you up with what?
I never get that, because like, if you don't know them, why are you assuming that that's gonna happen? Now, like, if you know them, maybe
we're friends, right? Can you can hook me up?
Yeah, we kind of go through that at the radio station. Can you hook me up with some tickets?
Yeah,
buddy, I can't hook myself up.
I know, man. Like, people think we just walking around with Texans tickets in our pockets, man. Like, only on Tuesdays.
On these giveaways, they do not run through us. Yeah. Let me tell you. Yeah, I don't see the tickets ever.
Hey, we are not part of the giveaway either. They don't get. Yeah, I ain't even gonna go there. What about telling them how to make a drink or how to make your drink?
If it's a complicated drink. If it's a complicated drink, or they ask, I mentioned Rusty Nail. That's a drink that I've had in the past. I haven't had it in years, but you know, they say, "What's that?" I'm like, "Oh, okay, it's one part Drambuie, one part Scotch." And they go, "Oh, okay, you know, whatever."
Yeah,
but only if they ask.
Yeah, this one is a must to me. Not tipping or leaving a joke type of tip.
Yeah, we know the answer. Those are hardworking people.
Yeah, starting fights or complaining about other customers.
Why are you starting fights?
Because they're drunk.
Well, it's probably because
they forgot their card.
Because somehow you got Mad Dog at that bar is what happened, or something. Exactly. You were drinking something that you had no business drinking is what happened there.
Yeah, this last one, bartenders probably get pissed off over this, but ordering drinks right before the last call.
Manager doesn't mind. Bartenders do.
And expecting to stay and kind of stick around. Yeah. Just be like, man, get the hell out of here,
Turn
man.
Turn the lights on and
clean it's 1:50.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to go.
Yeah.
So, that was a couple things. Mm-hmm. A couple don'ts. And a couple things you don't do or say to these bartenders. And real quick, before we get out of here, I wanted to play this, man. I'm sure some people might be familiar with the R&B singer from the 90s, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, she was involved with Dr. Dre back in the day. Kind of got a little messy. You could look up the story and all that. But I want to get John's reaction to this. So I'm sure you probably heard this song before right here.
Okay. That is like 90s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's ringing a bell.
Yeah. So she.
No idea who that was.
Yeah. Beautiful voice. But her speaking voice is a little unique. So I'm going to play this clip of her just singing a cappella, and then she going to go right into her talking voice.
Okay.
I'm leaving and you know I tried. You don't appreciate the time I tried.
She can sing, right?
Yeah.
No studio trick. Wow.
Whoa.
You have an incredible voice.
Thank you.
I don't mean, you know, I really apologize. I don't want to embarrass you, and I keep talking about your speaking voice, but it's so unusual. But you've always spoke like that? I mean, you've always had that same speaking voice?
Mm-hmm. When I was younger, I was shy, and I used to talk real light. Then when I finally did open up and start talking, this is what came up.
Y'all don't try to do this to me, man.
No. No, that's actually how she talked.
I'm not falling for it. I'm not falling for it.
Look it up, man.
I ain't falling
look
for it.
Look it up. That's how she talked, man.
Y'all are trying to put one over on your boy here.
No, I'm dead serious.
You are not.
Look,
ain't no one talk like I'm sing like that.
I'm going to give you some homework, man. Just look up the story of Michelle. That's how she talked, man.
Y'all are lying. You're lying.
I'm dead serious.
Play that her voice again.
It's so unusual, but you've always spoke like that? I mean, you've always had that same speaking voice?
Mm-hmm. When I was younger, I was shy, and I used to talk real light. Then when
I ain't falling for it.
Open up and start talking, this is what came up.
He's calling shenanigans.
Yeah, this is absolute shenanigans.
Hey, if you know the story, Michelle, this is a true story, man.
That's an incredible disparity in talking
Did
voice.
You know this?
I feel like I'd heard before. It's been a while since I thought about
it. Yeah, she actually gave a story on why her voice is that way and all that stuff. But yeah, no, she actually talks like that.
Man.
You'll be surprised when you hear my real talking voice. All right, you're in the loop. That's Figgy's mixtape right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, 120 every weekday. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to our fellas of The Drive as they are live doing Thirsty Thursday at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Willowbrook. We'll do that next.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.